Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
15 years ago, we met one of the smartest, beautiful women that we have at the Brain Thrust. Ruth King joined us, became a member of our Brain Thrust 15 years ago, and our world hasn't been the same since. Ruth King, happy anniversary, baby.
I'm so happy for you, baby.
Thank you. It's been a fun time. I've enjoyed it.
We've had
fun. I hope I helped the listeners.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been fun having you as a friend, and we've done a lot of stuff offline and as well. And it's been fun to see you grow your business and continue to crank out awesome books like Profit of Wealth, Simple Rules for Sustainable Business Growth. That's the new one, folks, and it's number one on Amazon today. Ruth, we're talking about the rules of sustainable growth, the rules of profit, the rules of wealth. Are they different? How do they merge? What else do we need to know?
My favorite rule actually is the only rule that is in both profit and wealth, and that is building recurring revenue. You have to do it from a profit side to make sure you're making a profit. And also on the wealth side, the more recurring revenue that you have, the more valuable your business is. Because, you know, let's face it, we're all exiting our businesses. Some of us will do it by choice and some of us not by choice.
Feet first or head first, one way or the other, right?
So from that perspective, think about it. You know, if you have a Netflix subscription or, you know, using software as a service, you're somebody's recurring revenue customer.
Right.
Every business that I know of can do recurring revenue. You know, you think about restaurants, the ones who survived had recurring revenue, but they did it in a different way. Mm. They had, you know, frequent diner programs or anniversary programs or whatever, and they had people's names and email addresses and sent them coupons or come on in for your anniversary, you know, buy one, get one free type things. So, you know, even restaurants or things that we don't think about can actually have recurring revenue. So,
you
can
do it. You don't have to be a subscription type of business to have recurring revenue. I started negotiating multi-year contracts decades ago. I was working for a company when I was still an employee, and I brought back a 2-year contract from a company that I just sold, and the owner said, "We've never had a multi-year contract before." I said, "Well, probably because you never ask them for one." You know, the best time to ask somebody to extend is when they're tickled to death with you to start with. And you know, I've done 5-year contracts. When I had my consulting company, I didn't like the idea of not knowing what my revenue was going to be the next month, having to go out and, you know, and drive it up every day, every week. So once I got a handful of clients that I knew liked me and would continue to use me, I put them on retainer. My life got a lot simpler when I was able to do that. My only point is, I don't want people to think, well, I don't have a subscription type of business. I don't want them to think that's the only way to have recurring revenue, right?
That's correct. I mean, you have it. I have a group of contractors that I work with on a monthly basis that, you know, is my recurring revenue. But think about somebody who's a product. All right, you know, I had done Ronan the rubber duck dives into financial statements. He's a bathtub manufacturer. His recurring revenue is bath soap and bubble bath. Mm-hmm. And so he provides a really cool bath soap and a really cool bubble bath every single month, and that's his recurring revenue. And you give your customers, you know, deals on, you know, upcoming products and things along those lines. So it doesn't even have to, it can be product oriented. Mm-hmm. You can have the, you know, I hate to say it, the book of the month club. It could be the cake of the month club, mm-hmm, or the jelly of the month tub, or the tea of the month club. You know, that type of thing. It's, you know, just think about what you can provide to your customers on a continuous every month, every quarter, every year type basis. And that's what really builds your wealth. Now, whatever you provide to them has to be profitable. So that's the profit side. Mm-hmm. And the goal is to have enough of that to cover the entire overhead of your company.
Well, there's another
thing. And then you have to worry.
There's another thing, though, that the recurring revenue thing does. In addition, and this is where I try to help people understand about how to monetize different aspects of your business. Monetizing means everything you do doesn't come with a bill, doesn't come with an invoice that you can give them. And so, consequently, I know a lot of your HVAC clients have quarterly maintenance contracts. I helped an HVAC company build one of those 30 years ago, and to this day, they're still billing people quarterly, $100 a pop every quarter. But what that does, it not only gets them that $400 a year from those companies, what they might not have paid them anything, it keeps their equipment going better, and it puts them in touch with the customer when the compressor goes out. They're in the home already. They're in the customer's property already. That's the connection. That's part of the monetization, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. It's tying the customer and building trust.
That's right.
Trust is the most important word.
Say that again.
It's tying the customer and building trust. So the customer always thinks about you. They trust you. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing you can do for building wealth is mm-hmm. having customers who trust you.
Yeah, absolutely. And they are already writing you a check. So if they got a problem, they're going to call you first. They might even call you to say, hey, I've been paying you for this. How come this went out? Well, things break, you know, and then you're the one that gets to fix it. So I agree with that. Recurring revenue is the key to wealth, isn't it?
Money makes you sleep. Yep, exactly. Both of those are very, very important. And the last thing to remember about recurring revenue is to be creative. Ask your customers. You know, we've talked about mm-hmm. some. But you know what your customers want. Listen to them. Think about what they need and, you know, what would make them more valuable to you and you more valuable to them. Mm-hmm. And provide it.
And don't let your it might be with this post-pandemic new regular I talk about a lot. You need to talk to your customers again. Whatever they told you a year ago is no longer valid. You got to renew all that information. I'm going to take a quick break. Come right back with the award-winning author, Ruth King, Profit or Wealth. That's her new book. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.